This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Greg Hill Roadshow is presented by Harbor One Bank and brought to you today in New Hampshire by Chase the Mover and Hanover Storage. Convenient and professional moving services in Claremont, New Hampshire. And by Tom Call Excavation, La Valley Building Supply, UNFI, Pekarski Sausage, and Lindy's Diner. You're listening to the Greg Hill Roadshow.
If you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using.
From the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire on WEEI.
This is the NFL. You do something to impugn our name and our integrity of this shield, this is what's coming down the pike. We don't give a damn what the justice system says. We're coming for you because this is our league. You do that, you can be trusted. When you hold off because of investigations that last 10 months, 12 months, 18 months, where you got us looking at you saying, what the hell is going on? What's the confusion about? Why won't you make a decision? That's where the NFL is right now, and that is not a good look.
Smith, the audio that Wiggy has been talking about all morning with regard to Deshaun Watson. And so, Wiggy, are you with us, or what are you? I see you on the.
I got this cool pullover from obviously a huge gracious fan, Alpha Female WEI on Twitch. And, I'm going to rock this at Hampton Beach right there. I don't know if we can get on the Twitch feed up there, but.
Wiggy, what do you think of Hampton Beach?
I got my hustler pullover.
Yes.
I'm a hustler.
But with regard to Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, we're talking about that? Okay.
Yes,
I was caught in the emotions.
Right when Greg arrives, we lose Wiggy.
You know what? He did a good job for the first 40 minutes.
He was excellent.
He was great.
Focus. Go ahead.
All right. So, Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
You feel like he's on to something.
Yeah, I think it's like, and that's been the biggest thing with the NFL. And, like, that's why I gave Manfred credit for what he did. He came out right away, Trevor Bauer, 324-game suspension, basically two seasons. Now, Trevor Bauer is appealing it, but at least there's something we know right then and there. Rather than the NFL, they do this, like, dog and pony show of I'm investigating this and I'm investigating that, because then they become so then I think players will know going into it and understand exactly what those suspensions are. We talked about it for how many years with Deflategate.
Okay.
Right? So the true rule in the NFL for equipment alteration, because the San Diego Chargers were doing it at the time, I believe the Minnesota Vikings were doing it, the Atlanta Falcons when they were pumping noise in.
Colts.
It was a minimum, it was like $26,000 fine or something like that. And what they decided to do was give the Patriots a ridiculous fine. I forget, it was $1 million or something like that. Take draft picks away, and then Brady.
But the Patriots were repeat offenders in that case.
What do you mean they were repeat offenders? They never had any equipment violations. No,
they were, when it comes to cheating, they were repeat offenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think Greg's right. There's a lot of feeling that, while it's not at all a proper...
That punishment was for previous actions.
Teams felt that the Patriots got off easy with Spygate and they wanted to nail
Okay, so you said they went on the Patriots' prior track record.
Yeah, and Deshaun Watson has
none.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And you know why they do this? I don't know why I didn't think of this. The reason the NFL imposes these penalties and suspensions is because the other owners don't... They know another team would sign them. Like, this is actually to prevent another team from taking Deshaun Watson. Because whenever, Tyreek Hill, right? Mm-hmm. What a horrible human that guy is. And, you know, but he's on a team, and if they had suspended him, he went to the fifth round, right? Wherever he got drafted.
Yeah.
Because he punched his pregnant girlfriend, but a team's going to take him. There will always be a team that would acquire, especially a quarterback. So I think, in actuality, what Stephen A.'s issue with is not with the league or with the players, it's with the owners that have no moral compass whatsoever that would sign him anyway. So that's why they have to suspend him.
All right, this is Dave in Connecticut. And Dave, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hey, I just want to shed a little bit of light. About a year ago, I called Ken and Curtis on their morning show, and maybe it wasn't that long ago, but I
great
told
show.
Them there was not going to be any. It was not going. It's a great show. I like it. But I said there's not going to be any criminal charges, and there wasn't. I know somebody on Deshaun Watson's investigative team. I was a detective for many, many years, and I knew this was coming down. Now the police did a thorough investigation. Okay. They have subpoena powers. They have all kinds of ways to get information. This investigation found there's no criminal charges. That should be the end of this. Now, these sleazy attorneys come out, and they'll find two or three or four or five, whatever, of these women that are very well-spoken. So now they're going to do a media campaign to try to get more money out of the show. So that's what happens. So this whole thing should be over. Goodbye. There's no criminal charges. It's time to move on. Let's get to football. That's my opinion.
So, in your you said you were a detective for a while.
Yeah, 28 years. Yeah.
Did you ever do
private work now?
Okay. Did you ever investigate a case like this where it was a he said she said kind of case?
I can tell you, I did a lot of sexual assault investigations. Probably 50% were valid complaints. The other 50% were, you know, women that. For various reasons, they're trying, like, I could go into a couple of cases, but I won't. We don't have time for it.
Yeah.
But the he said, she said cases are always hard to prove. But you got to remember, there's text messages.
There's text messages in which he's apologizing to a woman who was crying.
Yeah, he probably felt bad for her because she came in. And usually those cases, and we all know there's Backpage.com, there's Skip the Games, there's all these websites where he was going on to. And he was getting massages. They're not massage therapists. They're the girls that go and they perform acts for various funds. So that's what most of these were. Not all of them, but most of them were. So he probably felt bad about one case. Maybe you know the girl was upset because maybe she didn't realize it. But it's not. I'm not saying he was right here. Okay, I'm not saying he was right. But people have different things you know that they do in their personal time. Maybe he does this because he doesn't want to. Well, in the real world, and have people coming after his money, so he goes on these websites, you know, to do the things that he likes to do. So, to me, the criminal case is the key, because they do a thorough investigation. I've been involved in these, and there's other things. Deshaun Watson's camp, they were cooperative throughout the entire investigation. So if he was going to be charged criminally, then you have a different situation. So now. You have these attorneys that they'll pick out the very well spoken. And let me tell you something. People can lie very convincingly, very convincingly. And that a lot of these cases like that, I mean, was the guy wrong in some of the things he did? I don't know. I wasn't there. You weren't there. Nobody was there. But the criminal case is the key to me because they did the investigation and it's over. This thing should be over. He should be getting ready to play football. It's his livelihood. He's not a
All
criminal.
Right. Let's move Dave. On. Thank you.
I just think it's like, then don't hate the player, hate the game type of situation. Then get rid of the personal conduct policy. If you feel that way, then that's the issue. Because
is that a LeVar Ball quote, Wiggy?
No, Don't hate the player, hate the game. That might have been a Snoop Dogg thing.
But you know what I mean? If there's a policy out there, then that's all the league is doing. That's all the teams are doing. That's why they're doing an investigation. If you're putting a black mark on the team, if you're putting a black mark on the league, then they have to make sure that everything's taken care of. That's what I don't get. So saying like, okay, well, if he's found not guilty, then it's fine. Everything's good. Well, no, because it's changed how a lot of people feel about him, feel about the Browns for signing him, and feel about the league.
Yeah. All right. We are in Keene, New Hampshire with an amazing crowd this morning. You guys are incredible. Is that a WAAF t-shirt that I see up? Stand up. Look
wow.
at that. Nonstop rock.
Vintage.
Look at that. Give him a round of applause for that. Has that thing been properly washed? I mean, when was the last time you wore that? That's what I want to know. It used to fit. Okay, it's a little tight. We're in Keene, New Hampshire. It's Roadshow number 4, and time to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Merloni, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Subaru of New England Go Green event is going on right now. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Well, the Celtics play Game 6 at the Garden tonight against the Heat as they look to close out the Eastern Conference Finals. Awaiting the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals is the Golden State Warriors as they beat the Mavericks last night 120-110. Draymond Green talked about who he expects to see in the NBA Finals.
It's still undetermined who you're going to play in the next round. Who would you like to play? I mean, be honest.
I think both teams are tough. Boston causes problems, especially offensively.
Draymond.
Their defense is incredible.
How long we been boys, Draymond? I want the honest answer, Draymond.
You're asking me who I want to play. I'm going to tell you who I think we're going to play. We're going to play Boston.
Okay. That's
who we're going to play.
Thank you. That's the Draymond I know.
Honestly, I hope Draymond's right. I would like them to just close out the series tonight, and we can move forward to the NBA Finals.
And Shime, when it comes to hammering the Shime, you like Celtics in 6.
Yes.
When it comes to Golden State.
You're damn right. As soon as you can, you guys happen to be in the wonderful state of New Hampshire, so you can actually bet. And so, you know, as soon as the Celtics win tonight and those series markets come out for Celtics-Golden State, I'd be looking at Celtics in 6.
The wildest stat that I saw about Steve Kerr, he's 18-0 in Western Conference playoff series. Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
That is bananas when you actually look at the stat lines for that. That's nuts.
Well, I think Shime then, if the series is over tonight, if Shime's thinking they're going to beat Golden State in 6, you should be able to beat Miami tonight then because Golden State is loaded.
Yep.
Well, the Red Sox, they continue to stay hot. They were mashing last night as they put up 16 against the White Sox, winning 16-7. Trevor Story hit his 7th homer in 7 days. Alex Verdugo was 4 of 6 with 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. Alex Cora talked about the tear Story has been on.
It's cool to see, right? And, a few weeks ago, everybody was, you know, getting on him because he was struggling. So now, you know, this is the player that we envision. And, he's a good athlete. He, last year wasn't, you know, a great year for him offensively, right? He has his struggles, but he found himself, and he's working so hard to maintain his swing.
Quite the story is unfolding with Trevor.
Red Sox had a ceremony last night to induct their latest Hall of Fame members.
Ortiz was there looking fire.
But Manny Ramirez, a no-show.
Ooh, really?
Is that surprising to you? Or
yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you and Manny have something in common, huh, Greg?
I'm not still being paid by the Red Sox, though, Sean.
That's true.
I would think that Manny...
that's surprising.
Wouldn't you go if you were...
Of course. Yeah.
And Manny, I think... You know, say what you want. He's one of those guys that he had a lot of stuff going on when he played for the Red Sox. But I think he's beloved. I loved Manny Ramirez when he played. Absolutely loved to watch him play.
All right.
Well, the Sox come home to start a series with the Orioles tonight. Garrett Whitlock takes the mound. First pitch, 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in at 6:10 to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your Massachusetts summer adventure at visitma.com. Quick hockey notes for you as well. Edmonton beat the Calgary Flames in the West Finals in overtime last night. Connor McDavid had the game winner. And the
I want Edmonton to play in the Stanley Cup Finals bad.
What a series, though.
So much fun.
Oh, man,
what a series, though.
If you haven't seen, that's the reason why I want Edmonton to play, because if you haven't seen Connor McDavid play, he is just so fun to watch. And I don't get to see him a lot because of the, you know, he playing in Edmonton. So I am hoping that they make the Stanley Cup Finals.
And there's a chance, too, that Colorado closes out their series tonight against the St. Louis Blues. And we get to see Nathan MacKinnon versus Connor McDavid, which are the two young elite offensive stars in hockey right now, which would be awesome. And the Hurricanes beat the Rangers 3-1 last night to take a 3-2 series lead. That's what's trending. We go to Chris Curtis in the Weather Center.
Well, Chris Curtis off mic right now, but let's pull up. He sent me the maps? What do you call them?
His models.
Yeah. Well, in Boston, it's looking like 64 degrees right now. It's going to be a cloudy day, but the sun should come out around 2 p.m., 79 degrees. We'll have a high of 81. The weekend seems to be looking up for Greg as heads to Figaui.
All right.
Tomorrow, Saturday, a little bit of showers in the morning, but it'll clear up. Sunday, full sun, 79, and Monday, Memorial Day, 88, partially sunny. Make sure to thank all of the people that have served in your life on that day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We're back to the Greg Hill Road Show, live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire, on WEEI.
New Hampshire with a unbelievable crowd of New Hampshire people that are here this morning.
Yep.
Roadshow number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn a little bit about Keene, New Hampshire, we have Luca, who is, are you one of the mayors of this? Everybody I met last night said they were the mayor of Keene, New Hampshire.
There's not many of us, so we're all mayors.
Okay.
Right?
You're the head
I'm the head of the Chamber of Commerce. I also own a restaurant in town and did, I've doing a little bit of everything. And I got to tell you, I was going to come out here and tell everybody how great, you know, I wanted everyone to hear how great Keene is and what a good time you could have. I don't need to do any of that.
No.
Man. You guys had it all good.
We really did.
The problem was...
It's unfortunate. Generally, I like to go to bed early during the
That's not
Wiggy, and Wiggy mocks and ridicules me, so I stayed out with him.
So I pressured you. Peer pressure.
Well, yeah, it was peer pressure.
Here's the thing. I asked Pete if I could take you guys around. He said, no, then they never get to the show the next day. So... They kind of put me on the back burner.
So they said you couldn't take us out.
Without a doubt. There's no way, because there's after hour stuff.
So what do you have any like tourist attractions here in Keene? Like,
you
what,
guys. Right now, look how many people you brought out at 6 o'clock in the morning.
These guys are unbelievable.
It's great to have
this. It's great.
Well, I learned a big tourist attraction.
Okay.
Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
It was shot at the, what do you call that, the center?
The center, yeah. The center.
I was shocked. Central Square. Then when we pulled up, I said it in the car, I felt very special. I'm like, Greg, do you know that Jumanji right here? And everybody's like, oh my God. So it was awesome.
Is that the original Jumanji, though?
Yeah, no, okay, no. The other one's all CGI. They don't need Keane Williams, right?
Jumanji,
yeah?
Not the Rock one.
No, they
not,
did. They
not
did.
The Will Smith one that they're making right now.
Well, I think that's the Rock. They're making it's the Rock in Kevin Hart.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jumanji was filmed to, what, 95, and they shut down Central Square, and they filmed all the scenes before they, you know, they had the elephants, rhinos, whatever was running through Central Square. They weren't real, but
yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Depends on how late you stay out. It could be real.
Yeah.
But it's a good, it was really cool. Yeah.
How many amazing people in Keene, New Hampshire?
How many?
Yeah, how many?
Every one of them.
Like 13,000?
Oh, no, it's 22 in the area, in the city.
Okay.
But the Monadnock region is about 100, 120,000 people.
And if you're going to come here and visit this summer, what is one thing that you should do?
Go to the poorhouse and do the shot wheel. No, but that's actually where I went right before
good spot
I came here.
So. We have a round of applause for the poorhouse. It's a great spot. It's a great spot.
But you know what it is? It's dining. It's spending time out. You know, I'm sure people have heard about Mount Monadnock, right?
Yeah.
It's the second most climbed mountain in the world. We're not talking about...
In the world?
In the world. Mount Fuji's number one. But since they have a way to drive up it, we're actually the most climbed mountain that doesn't have a way to drive up it in the world.
Wow.
And it's a weird thing to have. It's only 3,500 feet. I still have only climbed it twice. And look at me. I'm not built for climbing.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that?
I look at it.
Yeah,
a little workout?
I'm going to go for a hike.
We're never coming back down. Because coming down is the hard part. But I'm telling you, that's really nice hiking. You know, I mean, it's got all the outdoor activities you want anywhere in New England. But it also has cool places like Main Street and Keene. You know, you go out to Peter. It's just a great area to grow up and live. I mean, I moved here when I was 33 out of New York. I grew up in the Bronx and then Westchester. And when I moved here, I found where I was supposed to live the rest of my life. So.
And when it comes to you're close to beaches.
2 hours away from everything, man.
Yeah.
Best beaches in the world. Hampton Beach, pal.
Oh, please. There you go.
Don't encourage him.
So the Mount Monadnock, you actually walk up it. You don't climb it, right?
Well, part of it you climb.
Okay.
Right at some parts at the top. I don't know.
Is it like a trail or something like that?
I don't walk up anything, right. Man. Let me guess.
Mountain climbers are not athletes. That's where you're going.
I'm only because we met some people last night, and they were like, well, let's go in the mountains, but be careful of the bears.
Oh.
Everybody said that. They're like, you can go in the mountains, but there's a lot of bears up there. And that I would say a bear expert when it comes to the black bear, the brown bear, and the polar bear, because we had on the show How to Survive Bear Attacks.
Yeah.
So are there brown bears up there?
I don't know. What is it? Black bears, right? This area is all black bears.
Okay.
Do you remember what you have to do?
I don't think there's any polar bears up there. I think you're safe from the polar bears.
Wiggy, I would tell you this. You don't have to worry about bears on the mountain. We have them in West Keene. They're walking around everywhere. You can see them down Main Street sometimes. You
never know. Really?
Oh,
we've had moose around. I mean, it's not as bad as like being really in the sticks. I guess that's what we would call it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But we'll have bears come up to our garbage cans. I bet at least half of this audience has seen a bear in their backyard, I would imagine. So, right? Yeah. See. One.
All right. So for those who might
half.
So for those who might visit.
Yeah.
Not your what's your restaurant called?
Luca's Mediterranean Cafe.
Okay.
Ooh.
Other like top three restaurants.
You guys were at Tempesta's.
Yes.
Jimmy and Tracy, man, they do a great job.
They
if
were
you
so
haven't
nice.
Been there, dude, I had a ribeye there that looked like the size of my head. I mean, it was huge, and it's just amazing. The food's great. They're great. Great people. I can't list the top three because you will find places here that you didn't think were here. I mean, we have a place like Yasso Jamaican Grill. So we have Jamaican. And when you walk in, you feel like you're in the islands. When you walk out, you know you're in Keene, right? I mean, we have a variety and everything you could imagine. Even though it's a small town, we have one of the coolest places you could do for dining, hanging out, staying on Main. I mean, look, you saw, walked around Main Street. You see all the outside dining happening. I mean, when you're downtown in Keene, you know you're in the right place, man.
Well, we've really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It was a really good time.
Some more than others.
But. We've had it.
next time, I'm leading the charge, though.
And downtown there, at least you guys don't have to pay $7,500 for outdoor dining like we do in Boston. So.
Is it really like that?
Yeah.
See, that's why all Boston restaurants should move here.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for having us.
Hey, yes, thanks.
Round of applause for Luca, if you will. Chamber of Commerce. Where's Wiggy's key to the city?
Oh, I have it in my pocket. Hold on. I'll get it to you later.
Now, what can I get into? Huh? Will this get me into the bank?
Just into
that's
the chamber.
The only
that's
key
it.
I want.
All right. We are in Keene for Roadshow number 4. All of the roadshows are presented by Harbor One Bank, and it is time to get to Courtney and today's news.
It's time for the news.
You get your sopranos checked.
With your host,
Lex Plass.
Courtney Cox.
Now, I just don't believe I'd want any finger-licking good chicken that she touched. Just saying.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Regenerative treatments
on WEEI.
Before we get to the news, Shime just sent me a text that said that he thinks Luca competed on Guy's Grocery Games on Food Network. You didn't mention that? You buried the lead.
You should have mentioned that. Shime loves food shows. He's upset. I don't know why. I mean, I guess you could look at him and figure
it out. But there's a pretty good reason why.
Yeah. Do you know who won the episode, Shime?
I don't know who won the episode, no. I just know Luca was on an episode.
Luca won.
Luca won. All right.
Oh, heck yeah.
Shime would have been very starstruck if he was here right now.
You're the most famous guy in Keene, New Hampshire. All right. Go ahead, Courtney. Let's get to the news.
All right. Well, bye, Luca. Joe Garcia, this is a sad story. As stories continue to come out about the terrible mass shooting in Texas, Joe Garcia, whose wife Irma was killed Tuesday in the mass shooting, died of a heart attack. His family released a statement saying that they're extremely heartbreaking and come with deep sorrow to say that my tia Irma's husband, Joe Garcia, has passed away due to grief. According to the family, they were married for 24 years. Yeah, like you hear stories like that.
That's a thing, though.
Yes.
Like it's a it's
die
a
of
known,
a broken heart.
Yeah, it's a, you can literally die of a broken heart.
Yeah,
that's awful.
But it just shows that it's not just the people that were in the school, but now so many others are affected by this terrible tragedy. But if you remember from Tiger Woods, there was a viral video of Tiger Woods that all the fans behind him had their phones out taking photos, and it was kind of like a look at what our society is right now. Nobody's taking in Tiger Woods. They're all just trying to record a video to post it on social media. But there was one guy in the shot that was not on his phone and was holding a Michelob Ultra. That guy has landed himself an endorsement deal.
Oh.
So Michelob is selling merch with his photo on it. We can hear from him. This is Mark Rodetic.
It's been absolutely crazy. Something that's been unbelievable. Never in my wildest dreams did I think standing there watching Tiger Woods hit a shot and me holding a beer that it would turn into this. It's been a lot of fun, but it's been crazy.
They're promising me, as they said, copious amounts of beer and merchandise and the potential to go to other PGA events. So I am waiting. So we'll see what happens.
I would have asked for a cut of the merch sales.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Your face is on it.
Yeah.
But I guess he's going to probably make out
I
with
just
other
saw
things.
The pitch.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, we talked yesterday about what the best food is to grill. And I think, Wiggy, you said that hot dogs is what you can't screw up.
Yeah, hot dogs is the number one barbecue go-to food.
Because you say people...
Yeah, you can't screw that up. Burgers, you can overcook them. You can undercook them. Chicken, same way.
Do you agree with that, Greg?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
All right, well, a poll asked people what they think they're best at grilling, and science, I guess you could say, has proven what they've come up with. And burgers are number one. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs doesn't even land at number two. Mm-hmm. They're saying chicken, which I don't agree with, because if you get a bad piece of chicken, you won't eat chicken for, years after. But steak at number four, at the bottom of the list, meat substitutes like veggie burgers, tofu, so on.
That's a waste of grill space.
Yes.
Is anything that's vegetable
Preach.
Related. Yeah.
All right. Well, 54% of people are saying gas prices will affect Memorial Day plans for them. So as gas prices continue to rise, people are saying that they're not going to travel as far as they normally would because they can't afford the gas.
I can barely afford to get here. It took me 30 gallons to get it, almost $500.
She just expensed it from Ken. The miles.
Yeah,
you have the biggest car I've ever seen.
Yeah,
well,
it
you
is
know,
huge.
It snows a lot around here.
That's
I don't
true.
Know if you noticed that.
Well,
you know what they say about guys who want big cars.
Oh, yeah.
What they say? I never heard that.
They're not well
but
endowed.
But I do have
they're
big
not
feet.
Not well endowed.
But I got big feet.
They're making up for something in a different area.
You know, they say guys with big feet.
You got
so
big
socks.
So
I got a big car, big feet, so it's your choice, you know?
Okay.
All right. The next story is really for Shime because he's a beer guy, and I want to thank Steve from Elm City because I talked to him for hours last night about how to brew beer, what makes the alcohol percentage higher in one beer rather than another. Learned a lot, and I know Shime went home with a few cases, if I remember correctly.
I may or may not have, partaken in a lot of beer that I will be drinking all over Memorial Day weekend.
All right, well, I wonder if you would drink this, because in Singapore, there's an innovative beer that's made of imported ingredients like German barley and Norwegian yeast,
okay,
along with local knee water, which is purified liquid sewage.
What the hell?
Yeah,
so
no,
they're
I'll
saying,
pass.
Well, they're saying it goes through several rounds of filtration and, you know, make sure that it's healthy for you to drink. Healthy.
Why would they advertise it's that water then?
Well, that's what they're saying. It's like an innovative, you know, cool way to recycle your sewage,
right.
I guess.
It's recycling. It's green.
It's like drinking your own urine.
Did they just say we had 2 years of COVID, now we got to get another 2 years because people are drinking our sewer water or sewer beer?
Well, Shime says no, but here's another beer drinker.
It's exactly what I needed after a long week.
It definitely goes down smooth. I could probably, if I wanted to, drink a whole lot of those.
So it's made from new water, okay. It's still good liquid. Every beer is good liquid.
Any
so,
IPA is good liquid.
So if Budweiser is the king of beers, that beer is number two?
Oh. That was good.
Wow, Greg.
Well done, Gregory.
I mean, you've got your wits about you. It's the new haircut.
I think you like my new haircut?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news from TikTok or wherever you got it this morning.
Sorry, worked with what I got.
Wow. Well, you could do your. Do you need me here to prepare the news every morning?
No, but I just picked the news stories I found interesting. It's a Coco special today.
It's a Courtney special.
When Greg's away, Coco will play.
We are in beautiful, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. We'll be right back. It's Roadshow number 4.
We're back to the Greg Hill Roadshow.
Turn around. What? Because of this?
Life is a highway. Live from the showroom in Keene, New Hampshire on WEEI.
Showroom in Keene, New Hampshire. It is Roadshow number 4. Next Roadshow is Wednesday in Worcester at Polar Park. And yep. Then Friday, 1 week from today, we will be in Old Orchard Beach at the Brunswick. But
yep.
Back to Courtney with the rest of today's news.
And before we get going, Will stopped by from State Police and brought us so many goodies, so many awesome things. So round of applause for Will.
Yeah, this patch is cool.
Undercover, so I won't point him out.
Oh.
You have to guess, you know, if you're sitting in here, somebody in here, very powerful. But look at
how nice
this stuff is.
There's only one guy here who looks like he could be a cop. No disrespect. I mean, they still have physical requirements, right, I think? I'm just kidding. Don't get mad. I'm just kidding.
It's incredible.
I don't look good.
Yeah. You look great.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Yep. More sad news. Ray Liotta. Liotta.
Oh, my God.
Liotta. I said it immediately. I said Liotta.
Let her figure it out.
Liotta. Liotta.
What? Almost. You're right there.
Did I get it wrong?
Bring it home, Courtney. You're right there. It's like the marathon. You're only a mile away.
This is why.
I think you set me up. You set me up.
For those of you in Twitch and elsewhere who say I bring nothing to the show, this is why Courtney and I need to meet every day before the show.
I'm sorry. You set me up.
What's his name?
She's right there. You have the finish line.
Ray Liotta.
All right.
Nailed it.
Ever since I was young, I wanted to be a gangster.
Ray Liotta passed away.
Yes. More sad news. Ray Liotta. Shime, delete that right now.
Okay, Shime, I need
that.
Shime, I need that next to Pete's announcement about Dale Earnhardt.
Ray Lakota. Sadly, Ray Lakota has passed.
Leota, I'm sorry. Right, I'm really sorry.
Yes. Yeah, that's classic. Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you know any of the films?
That do you know what is so cool to be in a moment that you know you'll be hearing that drop for the rest of your life?
Oh, that is classic.
God.
It's a generation gap thing. It's like last night we were talking about Deliverance, and Shime had no idea what Deliverance was.
Yeah, no clue. The sea is silent in Leota.
Do you want to know why we were talking about Deliverance? Because these guys at the brewery... Mm. Said, "Hey Wiggy, we're gonna take you out on a drive right now tonight." And I said, "Like Deliverance, like
yes.
Be careful."
And I said, "But I won't be the one squealing."
Do you know any of Ray? Do you know any
Ray Liotta? Yes, he was in Field of Dreams.
Yes,
he was in I think Goodfellas.
Yes. I think Shrek 2.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he was in Goodfellas.
So. I misspeak,
okay.
You know.
Misspeak.
That's fine. We all
do it.
But you set me up, I feel.
How did I set you up?
You were just like, you know,
no, you
showing
said,
up late.
During the break, I said, "What's the next news story?" And you said, "Ray Liotta passed away." And I said, "It's Ray Liotta."
And I took it as Lakota.
Lakota.
Yeah.
Right.
Meh. But very sad. 67 years
sad
old.
Sad news.
Sad yep. News.
Also, sad news in the North End. Ray Ricotta has passed away.
Ray Liotta?
All right.
He was such a good actor.
Greg, right, you need to get bombed before the show more often.
Oh, I know. He was great.
I mean, honestly,
he was such a good actor.
The best, probably, arguably, the best guy to play a gangster.
Mm. Right? I mean, Joe Pesci in De Niro. But
I like Bill De Niro a lot.
He was so good in like all the movies. He was in. Oh man, was he in Identity? With John Cusack. I don't know if you were there at the motel.
Reaching halt.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm a movie buff. I can't help it.
You're a movie buff, but you don't know any of the titles of any movie.
You're asking what movies he was in.
No, he was, I said was he in. He was in Many Saints of North.
Yeah. He was great in Air Bud.
Wiggy says, Many Saints of Jersey or whatever that
is. The Sopranos was prequel. Yeah,
yes. All right. Well, anyway, sad
we'll
news.
We'll miss you, Ray.
Sad news about Ray.
Oh, well, closing arguments for the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial begin today, and Amber Heard testified yesterday that she's received thousands of death threats since the trial began. She wants people to leave her alone. Here's a little bit of audio of that.
I am harassed, humiliated, threatened every single day. Even just walking into this courtroom, sitting here in front of the world, having the worst parts of my life, things that I've lived through used to humiliate me. People want to kill me, and they tell me so every day. People want to put my baby in the microwave, and they tell me that.
What?
Johnny threatened that if I ever left him, he'd make me think of him every single day that I lived. I receive hundreds of death threats regularly, if not daily. Thousands since this trial has started, people mocking my testimony about being assaulted. It's been agonizing.
What is the baby in the microwave thing? Because Courtney Cox.
It's honestly based on your history with bagels. It's something we're concerned about you doing.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm not going to fall into that. But Courtney Cox Arquette, something happened with her, and people were commenting on my things. With the name situation, being like, why are you putting babies in microwaves? So this is like a common thing that people bring up
I've never
the time.
Heard of it. Has anybody ever heard of that ever once in the...
What a horrible thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I was getting comments for like weeks about it.
About putting a baby
in a microwave. I'm
really?
Like, I am not Courtney Cox Arquette and I'm not her daughter.
People want to put my baby in the microwave.
Yeah. Very sad though.
Yeah.
It does suck if you're her, but she sued Johnny Depp first, correct?
Yes, yes.
So she knew everything was going to be brought up.
Yeah.
I would hope that her attorney mentioned discovery when you begin a lawsuit.
Yeah. And Ellen DeGeneres ends her daytime show. That era has come and gone. Yeah,
Nicest woman on television.
Well, on screen. As soon as that light went off, apparently she was not so kind.
Yeah.
She had guests like Jennifer Aniston, Billie Eilish, Pink. They all shared memories about the show. Here is the audio of Ellen signing off.
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope
I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world, to feel like you have a purpose. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If I've done anything in the past 19 years, I hope I've inspired you to be yourself, your true, authentic self. And if someone is brave enough to tell you who they are, be brave enough to support them, even if you don't understand. They're showing you who they are, and that is the biggest gift anybody can ever give you. And by opening your heart and your mind, you're going to be that much more compassionate. And compassion is what makes the world a better place. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I feel the love, and I send it back to you.
Okay.
The biggest fraud.
I also feel the $600 million I made over the last 20 years.
But it's not even that. And she's like, you know, I hope that you've been able to be more yourself and you've been more accepting. Yes, she did a lot for the LGBTQ plus community in the beginning. I have a friend who came out and then got a job working for her and said she was terrible. He said he was so excited. He's like, oh, I feel so empowered, and now I'm working for Ellen DeGeneres, and we're going to have this connection. It's going to be amazing. He said she was awful. She had somebody that would walk into a room before her, and if you saw that person, you knew you had to leave the room.
Yeah,
oh, it was like that.
It's like Ken Laird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like working for Ken Laird.
In 30 seconds, I know I've said this before, but I have to say it after hearing that audio. I spent 2 months trying to get a young fan whose dad listened to DNC back in the day, and his name was Sam Thomas. He was dying of cancer. He would watch Ellen when he was getting treatment at the Jimmy Fund. So Lisa Sherber reached out, hey, do you know anybody that worked at Disney? I'd worked at Disney before. Long story short.
Wait, worked at Disney before?
ESPN.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought it was like on It's a Small World or whatever.
It was. I did the little
You should
cups.
Be a customer front-facing person.
I really should. I'm thinking I'm just going to stay here. We go back and forth. Andy Lassner was her producer. He flies out, no thanks to anybody. The family in where he lived paid for his whole family to go see her. She knew he was in attendance. He was seated 20 feet from her, dying of cancer. His one thing he wants to just say hello to Ellen, doesn't have a second for him.
Ugh.
Like, when you sit there and you say this stuff about compassion,
gross.
Like, you have a heart that is just, like, dark and evil.
Yeah.
If you do that.
Disturbing.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
She also had Jennifer Lawrence on the other day. I don't think it was her last show. It was second to last, whatever. And Jennifer Lawrence just had a baby and has not said whether it's a boy or a girl. And she's keeping, you know, the baby private from social media and stuff. Ellen on the thing is like, oh, you're my next door neighbor. A lot of people don't know that. And sometimes I hear you talking to your son.
Oh.
Or what you say to him. Like, it was clear that she's had a boy. Like, she just doesn't
know. But
why is
Jennifer Lawrence keeping that a secret?
Well, some people don't want their baby to, you know, be out there.
So don't go on a talk show.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
all right, Courtney, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Leota.
Leota. We're in Keene, New Hampshire, and with us right now is Mike from Frontline Foundation. And with Memorial Day weekend here, we wanted to find out, you guys do a lot of great work in this area. Thanks for being on this morning.
We got to
get that mic right up there and turn that thing up.
Okay. How are we doing now?
I think we're all right. I think we're okay.
So thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. So tell us about what you guys do.
So we have an outpatient program for veterans and first responders, which essentially treats PTSD and other, you know, types of challenges that, you know, military personnel and first responders go through. It's a 2-week outpatient program. It's right here it's in Bellows Falls, Vermont, about a half an hour from Keene. And we take people that are still working, we take people that are retired, we take the young guys and gals that are just getting into a career in law enforcement, the fire service, EMS, the military. And it's a skills-based program. So I think a lot of my potential clients might be a little concerned that it's going to be a lot of telling war stories and, like, spilling your guts. That's not what we do. We teach all about mindfulness and different skills that, you know, are pretty much good for everybody, but especially if you're dealing with some of the stuff that are...
Yeah, and we just saw it in Texas. Like, responding to that and seeing what you see is horrific.
Sure.
And so it sounds to me like amazing work, what you guys do. How can we help? If there are those that are listening that want to help, how can we help you guys out?
Thank you for asking. The number one thing that I need is I need people in my chairs. Usually I use a different word for what I need in the chairs, but I need clients. We've had a lot of people that have been very helpful with donations, and that really helps us. We're a small organization. We have like 4.5 employees, and lots of people have been very generous helping us keep the rent paid and the lights on, but I need more clients. So just spreading the word, and for people that are in the fire service, in the police, in the military, that are thinking that, hey, maybe some things aren't going exactly the way I'd like them to go in my life, you know, what an opportunity to come here and do a skills-based program. Where
and how do they get in? Is it a website? Or?
Sure, frontlinefoundations.org. And it's like we had a genius idea to name our organization Frontline Foundations because we teach the four foundations of mindfulness.
Oh.
Turns out that's a little confusing because everybody else that's in this type of field uses the word foundation singular. But frontlinefoundations.org. Is our website, and that'll link you to the rest of our social media presence. We're on Facebook as Frontline Foundations of North America because we want to expand into Canada when, you know, it's part of our world domination plan.
So
check it out on the website. I have a YouTube channel that I sort of walked backwards into doing these little short videos about mindfulness and what it is and what it isn't. There's a lot of misconceptions about what mindfulness is out there.
Well, everybody, Peter and the whole team at the radio station says that you do great work. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Round of applause for these guys for what they do at Frontline Foundations. Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We
will be right back from Keene, New Hampshire.
Last night, the Sox closed things out in Chicago with another W.
And the ball game is over. The Red Sox win their fourth straight series. They make it 7 wins in their last 8 outings.
Tonight, they get ready for a long 5-game series with the Orioles. It's Sox and O's. Pre-game 6:10, first pitch 7:10. With Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming on the call. This is your exclusive home of the Sox.
WEEI.
New England Sports Original. Original.
And streaming on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.